With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. More fighting in the Gaza Strip today. Israeli airstrikes and ground forces battling fighters for Hamas. Israel's military says there is a safe corridor for civilians out of Shifra to southern Gaza, and the military will help. No ceasefire, though, says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, until all 239 hostages are returned. The Republican congressman who heads the who leads the House GOP investigation of the origins of COVID-19 has decided to step down.
Ohio's Brad Wenstrup was first elected to the House in 2012, but says he wants to spend more time with his family. Wenstrup's announcement came the same day another congressman said he wouldn't seek re-election. Democrat Derek Kilmer of Washington also cited a desire for more family time. The pair among nearly two dozen House members announcing they will not be running again in 2024. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
New electric vehicles are on the way, according to plans from Detroit's leading automakers.
Stellantis plans to build a new midsize pickup truck along with battery-run versions of six Jeep, Ram, and Dodge vehicles. Ford envisions at least three new electric vehicles that will preserve jobs at several factories. General Motors plans to build at least six new electric vehicles, including a full-size SUV. Those and other plans by Detroit's automakers have emerged in details of the tentative contract agreements that ended the six-week strikes by the United Auto Workers Union.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The credit rating agency Moody's has lowered its outlook on the U.S. government's debt to negative from stable. However, it's still rating it AAA rated. Fitch lowered the rating on government debt from AAA to AA plus back in August. Standard & Poor's downgraded it years ago. This is SRN News. One evangelical leader is warning that pro-abortion groups intend to swamp the country with cash in an effort to enshrine the procedure in state constitutions. Dr. Albert Moeller is with the Southern Baptist Convention.
The political opposition to the protection of the unborn is absolutely fierce, and it's increasingly well-funded. And as we're looking at the United States, it is clear that we have a huge job to do as pro-life advocates in helping our fellow citizens to understand what is at stake and what actually happens in an abortion.
He says this new effort by pro-abortion forces is about more than just defending the procedure in a few states.
It's about abortion becoming central to the messaging and the platform of the Democratic Party in a way that that pro-abortion party had not ever pushed before.
A growing number of states will be considering abortion amendments next year, and abortion advocates plan to outspend pro-lifers if they can. This is SRN News. A look back at history thanks to a former First Lady.
Lady Bird Johnson began recording an audio diary in the days after Lyndon Johnson became president in 1963, following the assassination of President John Kennedy. She also recorded interviews and narrated home movies. Recent projects include a documentary called The Lady Bird Diaries. It premieres Monday on Hulu. Also a University of Texas podcast, and an exhibit in Austin at the LBJ Presidential Library. Jason Walker reporting.
Four men have been charged over the theft of an 18-karat gold toilet from Blenheim Palace, the sprawling English mansion where British icon Winston Churchill was born. The toilet, valued at nearly $6 million, was the work of Italian conceptual artist Maurizio Catalan. This is SRN News.